With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Billionaires, billionaires, billionaires. They are talking around the city of Houston. You got Tillman Fertitta. You got... Cal McNair, almost said Bob. Rest in peace to Bob, the son of Bob, Cal McNair. They're talking around the city. What kind of billionaire would you be? 713-572-4610. We got a loophole who wants to weigh in. Let's go to Terry. Terry, you're on In the Loop. What kind of billionaire would you be?
Well, man, I would be a billionaire, man. The first thing I'm doing is buying back the Rockets because we are in trouble under this guy. I've never heard so many times that he cut off Daryl Moore looked uncomfortable and looked like he hadn't slept in three weeks. I never heard a guy say I, me, and my so many times, and who has to be seen in front of the camera, man. I miss the days of Lex Alexander just sitting back, letting the team run itself. He cut Daryl Moore out so many times. I'm like, man, is he ever going to let Daryl sit out of sentence? And Tad was just sitting up there like, I don't want to say nothing because I don't want him to cut me off, man. I've never seen this, man. And he's talking about picking up Tillman-isms or whatever the word he used. What is that, being cheap, outspoken, and a liar? I mean, everything he said, he's come back and contradicted himself, man. The Rockets are in trouble. Like I told Figure, we are about to become the Browns of the NBA.
Man. All right, my gosh. Look, listen.
Oh, my
Terry,
gosh. The Terry, Browns of the NBA. My gosh.
I don't know about that, but I am so glad that Terry called because I didn't want to bring it up. But you and I talked about this pre-show.
And didn't you say you got...
Did you just burp, bro?
No. Didn't you just say you got some texts from other people, too?
Yeah, I got a text. I got texts from a lot of people that were following this, and they said that, you know, Morey looked pretty rough. Morey looks exhausted. He looked a little bit worn out, and he doesn't look like someone who's really upbeat and jovial, and he didn't look... And the weird thing is... We've always praised Morey for his media savviness and just how comfortable he is in front of a microphone and talking. That didn't look like the same guy I've been following for almost two decades. He doesn't appear to have the same confidence and the same, for lack of a better term, swag that he usually has.
Well, it just wasn't quite him. I'm glad Terry called because I thought we were the only ones that noticed that. We were kind of, you know, watching it more intently. But then you got some text like, what's going on? Let's ask the loopholes here, because if you were watching that yesterday, and we've given our opinions on how they're not being altogether forthcoming in our opinion with how they're handling Mike D'Antoni, but you all saw that. That was just bizarre. That was just bizarre, the dynamic, shoulder to shoulder to shoulder, president, general manager, and owner of the team, talking about the coach who wasn't there and how they feel like they've done him right. When every move they've made tells otherwise, that they've done him wrong.
And I don't even have a problem with that. If these guys want to move on from Mike D'Antoni, I have no problem with it. I think Daryl Morey is more than able to be able to bring in his own guy. 100%. I believe that. I just don't think, I know they would say differently, and I know Daryl says that he wants Mike to be his coach, just like Mike last year when he was forced to bring in Carmelo Anthony, mm-hmm. said he was on board with it. Like, publicly they're saying the same thing, but the actions just appear different. And I don't think Daryl Morey, even if he didn't want Mike D'Antoni to be his coach, I don't think they would be able to fire him because I don't think Tillman Fertitta would pay for a coach to not coach, and that's what he would have to do with the option.
He mentioned it yesterday. We just paid off the last coach, or whatever it was.
Yeah, he did mention that. But you know, Terry just brought up a good point about Daryl Morey not being able to get a sentence out, despite the fact he's basically the guy that built this team. This is what Terry was talking about with the Rockets' impromptu state of the team address yesterday.
I'm optimistic. Some of our main competitors are trying to keep their key people. We're going to keep all our key people next year. And be aggressive if we can find better, but we have a great, again.
We're not changing the change. Yeah. If we can improve ourselves, we're going to improve ourselves, but we love our starting five.
He can't help himself. Just interrupting right in the middle of everything.
Why does Daryl Morey, like, when, like, let me just say this, John. Like, this is, let's just say, let's say 2 years from now, when you and I are hosting a show, let's say that this mm-hmm. weekend I pick up the phone, I call John Lopez, I say, you know what? I really want to start fishing.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to start fishing, and I'm going to pick up the hobby, and I'm going to join you on the boat every once in a while, and I'm going to pick up some fishing.
Okay.
If 2 years from now we're having a conversation or something like that, or we're having a press conference, and you're sitting there talking about fishing and the ways to fish, and I interrupt you and I start talking about the how we're going to fish and all this kind of stuff, do you really need some jamoke who's been in fishing for 2 years interrupting you when you've been fishing for since your life began? Do you really need some jamoke to come in there and say that? Like, why does Daryl Morey need Tillman Fertitta to talk about how to build a basketball team? I know he has the right to do it. I get it. But why does Daryl Morey need that?
He doesn't need it, but he signs the checks, and so he can do whatever the hell he wants. All I'm saying is he can't help himself. Like, they were so adamant about getting this story out there the way they wanted it to be crafted that they were just kind of like, not stumbling, but kind of so anxious and eager to just, you know, get that narrative together. I'd like to hear from Mike D'Antoni, man. I mean, I think he'd tell a different story.
And this is just because there was a little report. That Mike D'Antoni and the Rockets weren't going to negotiate anymore. I got news for Tillman Fertitta. As this goes on, and as you own a pro sports team, you can't fly under the radar like he's able to do to a certain point at U of H.
Yeah.
Like, as this goes on, this is just a flea on the butt of the kind of headlines and the kind of attention you're going to get as an owner of a professional team, especially if you continue to worry about the bottom line, and fans feel like you're not going all in to win, and they feel like you're running it like a restaurant. Like, this is just the beginning of what you're going to endure, and you can't just call an impromptu state of the team every time a little headline comes out, because this is just the very beginning. I know he's new to it and he's not very used to it, but this is just the beginning for Tillman Fertitta. And speaking of Tillman Fertitta and speaking of Daryl Morey, here's some more from the impromptu press conference or pep rally, whatever you want to call it, with the Rockets, with Tad Brown, the president, Daryl Morey, the GM, and Tillman Fertitta, the owner. Listen to Daryl Morey basically have to ask permission to speak from Tillman Fertitta here.
Every single decision with the four of us, including Mike, is we're always on the same page.
Tillman, so the win or else doesn't exist right now?
Well, I can take that.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, thank you.
We're always winner else. That's the business. So, I have players ask for extensions, and if we can work it out, we do it. If we can't, we don't. But then we move forward and try to win games. And the reality is it's a results-based business.
And there was another moment in this presser. It's a results-based business, but I don't think Daryl Morey's going year to year. And Daryl's probably, he shouldn't go year to year. But this is the other thing, and there was a moment where Daryl talked about how he was on the last year of his deal last year, and mm-hmm. he didn't go to the press, and you didn't hear anything about it. And Tillman interrupted and straight up said, that's because we didn't go to the press. Well, that was kind of a backhanded shot at Mike D'Antoni for this report coming out. And just based on the timeline of when this Mike D'Antoni stuff became public, the coaching negotiations, mm-hmm. I'll just tell you, this did not start. Like, we did not hear anything about D'Antoni in negotiations and all that. And I think his agent might have something to do with all this stuff, but we did not hear anything about it until Tillman Fertitta came out and said, Mike D'Antoni is 69 years old. He still doesn't know what he wants to do, because we've heard Mike D'Antoni talk a lot of times. And it seems like he's always made it clear that he wants to coach as long as he can. Like, his brother just signed a 3-year extension, and I think he's in his 70s or 80s or something like that. I think it's his older brother. So it's kind of weird to say you don't know that, and after that, you don't know what Mike wants to do. That's when we saw the reports that Mike D'Antoni wanted to coach a few more years, and he wanted to work on
negotiation. He said he wanted to do 3 years.
But it wasn't public until Tillman came out and put his age out there and said he didn't know what Mike wanted to do. That was really what started, at least from the outside looking in, that seems to be, what started the public thing. But it's just interesting to see. It's interesting to see, Fertitta, before the season, say that they have to be out of the luxury tax 1 of 3 years, and that he'd like to be out of it, and then say that it was a fluke and he didn't see it coming. Well, you saw it coming because you knew that it had to be done 1 of the next 3 years. So mm-hmm. based on that, it had to be done, and he got caught. It's a tough situation for him because it's new to him. Maybe it decreases over time, But I can just tell you from what you've covered sports longer than me, John, and you've seen a lot of owners. Have you ever seen an owner burst on the scenes like this and show signs of being somewhat of a, I don't want to say a guy that puts his nose in the middle of things as much? How often do you see this kind of decrease, especially early on?
The owners are the owners for a reason. You know, they're
successful.
They're successful. They have the means to do it. And there is every kind of different owner. There are some who are every bit like Tillman Fertitta. Some, his predecessor included, pretty much very, very involved, but very, very much in the background. Leslie Alexander was, as I understand it, just as involved, almost to the degree of they operated the same way. But Leslie Alexander did it in the background. Tillman Fertitta obviously does it, very, very vocally, very upfront.
And I love it. Thank you.
It's good for us.
Thank you.
But
we also are the voice of the people, and I feel like if you're a Rockets fan, I think you should at least be a little bit concerned, especially because Tillman does plan on, he's said that he plans on this being a family business. Once James Harden's gone and once you don't have that superstar that basically keeps you above water all the time, I think there is reason for concern from a fan perspective, which is something that we take very serious because most of our listeners are fans. But from a media type perspective, I love this.
It's almost like, they're walking on eggshells around him, not because they're not, quote, on the same page or they don't feel like they've got Tillman's confidence. They just not quite sure what he's going to say. And so they don't want to, like, contradict him. That's just the impression I get, because Tillman will say, as you've pointed out a couple of times, as we pointed out, there's some contradictory things said there. And by the way, even the assistant coaches, when they were fired, Mike D'Antoni said, yeah, that was done without my knowledge. I forget the exact quote, but yeah, I didn't know about all that or whatever.
You have to ask Daryl about the firing of the assistants.
Right. That was the quote. You're going to have to ask Daryl about it. Well, if you're all on the same page and you come out yesterday and say, yeah, we don't do anything without, Mike's input or him
insulting him.
Why does he say that? Why does he say you're going to have to ask him if you're all on the same page? And then Tillman weighs in. So I think everybody, D'Antoni included, is kind of like, okay, what's the boss going to say? I mean, how is he going to react? What are we going to do?
And it's kind of weird. Like, you can say that you ask Mike D'Antoni, but let's be serious. The final say is Daryl Morey, which it should be, and the final say above him is Tillman Fertitta, which it should be as well. I mean, it shouldn't be, but it's his right because he does own the team. But I very seriously doubt that the Carmelo Anthony thing, the firing of the assistants, was something that Mike D'Antoni said, all right, thumbs up, let's get this done. I'm sure they just basically told him, and then that was the end of it, and that's how you can solve. But that's just my opinion.
We have to sit here and ask ourselves, is Tillman Fertitta going to be more Jerry Jones?
Jerry Jones won early.
No. Jerry Jones, as much as I hate the Cowboys.
Jerry Jones let Jimmy Johnson build a championship team. Period. Like but
that's a good thing. I mean,
it took him 6 years to show what Tillman Fertitta is showing us right now. It took Jerry Jones 6 years to do this.
Let me finish the question though, because there's personality driven owners. Is he going to be more Jerry Jones or more Dan Snyder?
I don't know. He could be more James Dolan with the Knicks. I mean, there's a lot of examples to follow. But I'll say one thing: he's not going to be a guy that sits in the background. Tillman Fertitta is going to be out there. He's going to be letting you know what he thinks, and from a media type perspective, thank you very much, sir. But from someone who wants the Rockets to do well, I'm a little bit scared. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Sports Radio 610. What type of billionaire would you be? And John Lopez has a tale about the legend John Wayne. That's next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.